Jeffrey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, doing very well. Well, I tell you what, all things considered, I think it's going very well. You know, we're still maintaining, in general, about a 60-40, 60 in person, face-to-face, 40%,
mm-hmm.
Approximately, virtual. Tons and tons of precautions, obviously. But I have to say, Greg, that kids and teachers and parents were really excited just to be back to some type of normalcy. And I know there's, you know, in this week, what a huge announcement as far as fall sports. You know, we know they're going to look a little different. But again, I think we all feel like we've been deprived long enough of normal things that we've taken granted for over the years that, you know, trying to do this, I think, is a big positive. We have lots of challenges, and I think even from the state level, as far as, you know, with athletics, I mean, as far as mask wearing and, you know, because it's not an easy scenario. You know, back in the day, just a couple of years ago, when I played football, I can't imagine having a mouth guard, face mask, helmet. I mean, so we have some challenges, but, you know, we're very positive because, you know, we have an opportunity to play. And I have to say, big kudos to Jackson County as a whole, in the direction that the superintendents have stayed together, in the sense of, hey, what the governor will allow, we are going to pursue. I you know, to each his own, but I look at some of these districts that have went 100% virtual and canceled all their sports and all activities, you know, a month ago. I'm not sure where their community is with that, but I know that our community is very happy that we have really worked hard as far as adjusting and really having that outlook of what will be allowed from our state and federal level and our governor. We are going to pursue to make sure that we are putting forth the best possible education and experience for our kids that we possibly can during this challenging time. So I look at some of the districts, and I know everybody's trying to do what they think is best for their district, but now that sports are coming back, some of the extracurriculars, you know, that's a tough transition if you've already canceled or are 100% sure. Virtual and you've canceled all after school activities until December. And so, you know, kudos to Jackson County.
Yeah, just even one aspect of that, Jeff, is officiating. I know some officials have probably packed it in, so that's going to be a tough road, isn't it?
It really is, because you know, like I said,
the officials core was really an older group too,
right? Yeah, and I think that's a hard adjustment where, you know, like everything else through this pandemic, you know, we all question ourselves: what is the right answer, wrong answer, right direction, wrong direction? And I think as a whole, like you said, with officials, some have already just packed it in for the year, so to speak. And I think as a whole, that's why I appreciate many of the things that have happened in Jackson County, but really going on the premise that, you know, we will attempt to do anything that the state and federal level and the governor will allow us to pursue. And I think that at this point anyway, I think that is you know, generated some positive feelings and some just some positives, because you know people are people. I mean, they want to participate, they want to be active, they want to be around other people.
Creatures of habit.
Absolutely. Is it completely normal right now? Absolutely not. But it's about the most normal we've felt in 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We've talked about it before with the superintendent. So really being on the same page, that's been pretty important here locally, hasn't it, Jeff?
I lost you about 3 words in it, that we've talked about it before, about
the superintendents being on the same page has been critical.
It's honestly been paramount. I mean, there's some tweaks, Greg, that, you know, that it may look a little different from district to district, but in general, yes, to have every district offering a face-to-face option and a virtual option. And as far as I know, last time I knew, all the school districts are in Jackson County are, you know, on the same page as far as offering anything they can athletic wise now that the governor has allowed us to come back. So that consistency, I think, mm-hmm. has been great. You know, it's hard to, you know, again, I see a couple of examples in Lansing where some community members and parents are upset because they're like, hey, you know, Johnny lives across the street from us and he can participate in sports, but, you know, my son can't because, you know, we go to this school.
Yeah,
or
that's
that
tough.
School. And
that's tough.
And it is tough. So all I know is I'm really excited that you guys will be out at our place on Friday the 18th to broadcast while we play some football. Can you believe we're saying that, Greg?
Thank goodness, really.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know,
I've never
been so excited to see you, GOC. I'm telling you.
That'll be your first game on the new field?
I'm trying to, well, first opening day. We had some games last year.
Okay.
I'm trying to that seems like a million years ago now. But
yeah, it does.
Yeah, we did have some games last year. But, yeah, that'll be the first first opener. Little did I ever believe that our first opening game would be on September 18th, but I have never been so ecstatic to start fall sports before in my career.
What's Jeff, what's been the biggest challenge at Northwest specifically for you to deal with?
Like overall or
yeah,
athletically? Overall, I think that I think the biggest thing, the biggest challenge, and I'm sure every other superintendent probably feels this way, is that, you know, our normalcy just went out the window. And the way my job looks and the way our administrators and our teachers' jobs look, everything, the paradigm has completely flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest challenge, I believe, and this is a very global look at it, is that not only myself and my role, but to really connect and make sure that everybody's understanding big picture wise, we have to be flexible, and part of that flexibility is to continue that just that positive outlook. You know, as you know, it'd be really easy to get down and look at negative things and so on, because it's just been a very challenging time frame. But I believe the biggest challenge has been just of dealing with day to day. I mean, as you well know, you know what we know is fact and truth today could be completely different tomorrow.
Sure.
And I've just never been through professionally a time, like everyone else, a time in your career where, wow, it just flipped upside down. I mean, look at how many weeks that you had to, you know, broadcast from home,
or
I think one of the big things that our teachers and administrators are working so hard at is the fact that paradigm, this is a biggie, that paradigm of a flipped classroom where, you know, everything that they are doing is on an online platform. So that's the basis where our educators teach from, whether they're in the classroom or the remote. So in other words, if something, you know, strikes our school district where we can't be in person, then we can, you know, flip the switch, so to speak, to a much smoother transition into all virtual. So, physically and teaching and so on, that's also been a huge challenge and continues to be. And I can't I can't say enough about our teachers and administrators with the diligence and the hard work that they have put into to make that possible. If something happens, and I guess that's where you know, we just don't know from day to day, and it's just crazy. Little did we think, Greg, that last year's mosquito problem seems fairly small compared to what we're dealing with now.
Wow.
I hope we didn't just jinx ourselves by saying that either.
That puts it in perspective, certainly.
But it certainly does.
I think you hit it right on the head. It's easy to be negative, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, you know, I just preach that is, you know, when we get up in the morning, if all we do is turn on the news and then we're not intentional about our actions, you know, we're going to be negative. If we let the world come at us right now, we're going to be negative. So it is important that we are very intentional about what we do. And that's really paid off. And I can't say that enough for the district, but for me personal. I mean, every day is a new day. And like we've talked before, you know, it's a gift. So what are we going to make of it? So, go Mounties, right?
Yeah. How would you rate, Jeff, one final question. How would you rate how the parents have handled this?
I think, you know, kudos to our parents. You know, there's lots of questions, lots of great questions, because again, this is new for everyone. And I think that, you know, they've been overall very, very gracious, because again, never have we been in a scenario where, you know, normally we plan out a year, as you know, months and years in advance, you know.
Yep.
And so because of that dual, the big thing is with the dual in-person and virtual platform there, you know, the parents have asked a ton of great questions. And we're getting back to them, but there definitely has been a overall positive vibe. And to be quite honest with you, you know, our website, Kelly Greigel, our communications person, has done a great job of all these questions, putting together Q&A and format and so on. Our website is phenomenal as far as, you know, for somebody like myself, for me to get questions out in the community and say, hey, that's a great question, you should go to nwschools.org and you're going to find your answer. That's huge. So it's been a huge team effort, but I feel like our parents have really, they're part of the team, part of the Mountie Nation. So we're doing very well.
So go back to the middle of August, you really had no idea.
No.
How this was going to wash out. But here in the middle of September, you know, you got to have a thumbs up, don't you?
Oh, my goodness, yes, Greg. And I, you know what, I'm so, again, so proud of our school district and our athletic department, is that we have allowed our kids and our teams and our coaches to do everything that was allowable from our governor and our state. So if they were allowed X amount of practices or workouts, they were out there. You know, And I can't say enough for all our coaches. You know, it made me smile when I saw, and I'm not sure about Coach Parrott if it made him smile, but it made me smile when I saw Coach Anslaw out in right field of the baseball field with volleyball and that set up, practicing outside because we couldn't practice inside. Mm-hmm. And so that is just an example of how, you know, our coaches and teachers and administrators have gone over and above. So when we got this wonderful news at the end of last week, you know, if there was any school that was ready for it, we were, because, you know, we didn't cancel everything. And right. So, again, I, you know, kudos to Jackson County and us. And, you know, I think we're so far so good, knocking on wood. But I know everyone's really excited to, like I said, not normal, but to get a little bit one step closer to normalcy. I know our volleyball girls have a tournament this weekend. You know, we're looking forward to the football games and you know, whether it's tennis has been playing, and golf. And so, yeah, it's almost like I feel the most normal I have in 6 months. How about you?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's beginning. Beginning.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the time, man.
Well, I always appreciate it, GOC. You're the man.
Take care, buddy.
We'll talk soon.
And?
Have a great day.
And?
Go Mounties!